views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Are you ready to find and embrace your purest self? Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. Journey to your purest self now with your host, Jessica Dooley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Purely You Radio. I'm Jess, and today you're joining me for my first ever 100% solo show. You got it. I am the one in the hot seat today, and I'm here to share with you some of the biggest lessons that I have learned on my journey to my purest self. Now, in all fairness, I had some help with some of these, either through the healers that I have worked with and my wellness team, or even lessons that I have had the pleasure of learning from the clients that are on my table. But together with all of those things, these are some of the biggest lessons that have impacted my life and helped me to grow and become exactly who I am right now. So for those of you joining us for the first time, my name is Jessica, and I live in small town USA. And when I say small town, I'm not talking, you know, like 5,000 people. We're talking 800 people total. That is it. This is small town USA. I have a bachelor's of science degree in nursing, and I work full time as a nurse here in our local facility. But I also work as an intuitive healer. Intuitive healer, what does that mean, right? So there's lots of pieces that could fall into that. So I use that as just my umbrella term for all of the training that I have and all of the things that I get to share with my clients. So I am a Reiki master. I'm a master herbalist. I am a certified angel card reader. I've taken training in medical intuition, in chakra cleansing, in the clairsenses, in crystal rock healing, in essential oils. And I am currently in training to become a women's healing arts teacher. So I use a combination of all of these skills and all of this education, plus my nursing background, to help my clients find the purest version of themselves. And we do this with guidance from my intuition, their body's energy system, God and our angels, and we work together to create balance in their body, and I guide them or help guide them to heal and grow and evolve on their journey. Now, every client is different, and every session is different. However, each of my clients have come into my life at the most perfect moment. You know, I talked just a minute ago about how some of the lessons, some of the big lessons that I've learned in my life or have really kind of sank in for me have been as my clients have been on my table. And I had a mentor who once upon a time told me that while I was working with my clients or even just in the advice that I was giving out to friends through our conversation and just kind of the daily life thing, said, if you ever hear that you're saying the same thing over and over, if you ever feel like a broken record or like you're repeating yourself, or if you sense any kind of pattern with your clients, chances are that that message you're sharing for them or that advice you're giving your friends is something that you need to heed yourself to. And I have found that to be so very true. And not even with like the big aha moments, you know, the life-changing, mic-dropping experiences. Sometimes it's just a matter of you need to drink more water or you need to spend some time with your family or eat some greens. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the big thing. Sometimes it's the little things too. But it's been so awesome for me to be able to share those things with my clients or with my friends and then kind of tuck them back in the back of my mind and think, oh, I probably need to do that too. Or, oh, that would be good advice, self. Take that advice. So in 2015, I started keeping track of those moments, keeping track of those things or those profound messages that I was blessed to share with my clients. And today I'm going to share some of those things with you. I would call these pivotal lessons in my life and probably for most of my clients. But I also know that these would be pivotal lessons for all of you. And I say that because I have shared most of this information with every single person who's ever been on my table. So I know it's something that we all need and we're all craving for. And I can't wait to share it with you. So before we get too deep into this, I just want you to know that you can always reach me by my website at www.purelyyouhealing.com. And if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram at purelyyouhealing, then I try to share most of these things in condensed versions with you daily, just to kind of keep everybody on the same page and keep us all working towards that best version of ourselves. So let's kind of dive into that. Let's talk about some of the big ones. The first one that I think I probably came into a long, long time ago before I even realized what was happening is to always, always trust my intuition. Now, what does that mean? What is intuition? We hear it a lot, and I think we're hearing about it a little bit more now than we ever have. But sometimes people call it like a gut feeling or instinct. Mother's intuition is kind of a cliche that we hear sometimes. But have you ever like had that feeling where you're forgetting something on your way out the door and you think, nope, I've got my phone, I've got my keys, I have everything I need, and you keep going. And then you get to work and realize that you forgot your dish for the potluck, right? And you think, oh, I knew I was forgetting something, right? That's intuition. That nudge that you need to call somebody and just, you know, check in and catch up. And you realize the next day that they needed your friendship at that moment. You know, they needed you, and you kind of had that nudge for a reason. How about a feeling about a person? Like you walk into a room or you're introduced to somebody new and you're like, I don't know if I really like that person. I'm not sure that we're going to get along. They feel kind of weird to me. We just don't really mesh. Or the complete opposite of that, and you have an instant connection with them and it's like, this person is meant to be in my life. All of those nudges, all of those things are your intuition. It is your soul trying to guide you through this wild ride that we call life, you know? And we all have intuition. Some of us have honed that skill a little bit more than others, but we all have it. So does anybody watch NCIS, right? Where are my fans at? We all know that Gibbs has honed the skill of his intuition very well, and it serves him very well. TV or not, right? The thought is he trusts his gut and it always works out for him. You and I can be the same way. So a few things you can do if you want to look, if you're looking to improve your intuition or even just become aware of those nudges, start with the little things. Right? When you get that nudge that you're forgetting something, stop. Just take a beat. That 30 seconds you take at the door is not going to make you any later than it would if you didn't do it. Okay? You can make up that 30 seconds, but wait long enough at the door to remember what it is you're forgetting, and then thank your body, thank your soul for that guidance and for listening. If someone's on your mind, reach out to them. You know, it doesn't have to be the old school, hey, I haven't seen you in forever. I was just thinking about you. Like, just say, hey, I hope you're having a great day. You know, share some love or invite them to coffee and make a real effort to spend time with somebody you haven't spent time with in a while. If they're on your mind, there's a reason, and listen to that. And as you begin to do those things, as you begin to listen to those little things, you'll notice more and more how your soul is guiding you through your life. All right, now something important to note is that intuition always comes without emotion. There's no fear, no excitement, no sadness surrounding that. It just is. So if I were to say to you the statement, 2 + 2 = 4, you can agree. We know that it's right. There's no argument about it, and there's no emotional connection to that fact. It just is. Intuition is very much the same way. So if the statement comes from your ego or your brain, it comes with an emotion attached. Example being, he is so the one for me. That's not your intuition. That is your brain. That is your ego. Right? Something coming to you more like, yes, this is the right decision. Not, oh, yes, or oh, yes. It just is. It just is fact. It comes to you with no emotion attached. That is intuition, right? You get that hard and fast, book the flight. That's your intuition. Not, oh my gosh, book the flight. Just book the flight, right? There's your intuition speaking with you. Can you hear the difference a little bit? It's clear as mud, right? Learning to listen to your intuition or trust your gut, it takes time. Be patient with yourself. It is a skill. It's something that you have to work at to get good at, and it's something that you have to continue to work at to get good at. It's also very important to know that your intuition is easier to hear, or you're able to sense that guidance better if you are grounded. Now, being grounded is, again, another term that we're hearing more and more about as things come. And sometimes you'll hear it as earthing is another term for it, or being centered. They're kind of all the same. It kind of all mesh. We're not talking grounded like in trouble with your mom and dad, but grounded like how we ground power lines. Now, we'll break that down a little, but we're going to do that after the break. You're listening to Purely Your Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back to Purely Your Radio. I'm Jess, and today I'm sharing with you some of the biggest lessons that I have learned on my journey to Purely You. The first one we talked about was intuition and learning how to listen to your intuition and what intuition even sounds like, feels like, how you know the difference between your gut instinct and your brain and your emotions and all of those things. And before the break, we had just kind of shared with you how hard it is to be aware of that guidance and to trust that guidance when you're not grounded. Now, grounded is one of those terms that is gaining popularity, and we're beginning to understand a little bit more, becoming a little bit more common knowledge. But for those of us who don't quite know what that means, I'll break it down with you a little. We know that your body has an energy system, just like you have a skeletal system and a circulatory system. And when any of those things are not functioning like they should, it causes problems in your life. So we know that if an energy circuit, if a current of energy is not grounded, it's not safe, right? So we ground all of our energy currents. That's why all of our outlets have a grounding prong on them. And that's why all the power lines have a ground wire. And we can dig into the science of all of that with somebody who's far smarter in that than I am, but I can at least tell you that part. And so the reason that we do this is to protect somebody, you know, innocent bystander, so to speak, if the circuit were to be cut, if that circuit of energy were to be disrupted. So then what happens is the earth absorbs all of that extra energy until the line can be fixed, until that circuit can be restored. So if you think about like a power line that's been broken, you know, there's sparks flying everywhere, the energy flow is disrupted. So instead of that nice pretty circuit where you don't even really know there's energy there, there's chaos. And if that line weren't grounded, not only would there be chaos at the break, but also down the line where energy surges could occur. Your body system works much in the same way. So if you are grounded and something disrupts your energy flow, you can recover quickly without any immediate trouble, right? If you're not grounded and something disrupts that flow, you have chaos. And sometimes that feels chaotic or like your brain is spinning or like you just can't get your life together. You know, sometimes people will say they feel like they're in a slump that they just can't get out of or feel flighty, like they're forgetting more things than normal or just off. You know, we can't always identify what that feels like. It's just off. And one of the biggest things that I have learned is that staying grounded is vital for my well-being. Now, I was always able to ground very well when I was in my own home. However, I worked as a travel nurse for a couple of years, so my idea of home was always temporary. So this lesson is one I learned mostly through my own journey and have got to share this with other people. Being in a place that is very, very temporary, in a job that is temporary, with friends that are people you're probably not going to see again temporary, it was very hard for me to find my ground and to be able to stay connected to the earth. And so I had to struggle with that and I had to learn how to get over this. And one of my favorite things that was shared with me was that we all connect to the same earth. Now, I think there's a movie somewhere out in the world where like some guy uses a line about how we were staring at the same moon and stars and it's super cheesy and romantic and whatever, right? Okay, so kind of the same thing, except we all connect to the same earth and that earth is always below you. It doesn't matter if you're in a 30-story building, if you're in a plane in the air, if you're standing directly on the ground, on the grass and the dirt, there's the same earth is always below us. So you can always connect to that. And being connected to that is where you find your grounding, how you get grounded. So if you're new to this concept, right, and you want to get grounded on your own or just see if you can even tell a difference, I would suggest starting with a guided meditation. Now, YouTube has tons and tons of options and they're free and there's different styles and there's male voices and female voices and different time lengths and all of those things. So you can pick what works right for you. But a guided meditation is great because someone else literally guides you through the process of getting grounded. So if you can take the time to do it and follow the directions, then you're all set, right? Anybody can make it through that. If that's not something that you're totally into, or you don't have the ability, the technology isn't available to you at the time or the moment or whatever that is, another way to get grounded is to imagine yourself as a tree. And to see roots reaching far into the ground beneath you, providing the support and stability and even the nutrition. Right? We know that that's how our trees become as stable as they are, and they survive those windstorms and they survive droughts because of their root system. So if you can imagine that in your own self, you know you can survive anything and you can maintain that grounding and that stability that our trees have. Some people, when they imagine these things, like to extend their roots all the way to the core of Earth so that you know no matter where you are, you're connected to that core, that you can be on in the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere, and be connected to the same core. Another thing that I like to do that's quick, especially when things are happening and I'm in a place where I don't have a whole lot of time or I can't pop my headphones in and walk through a guided meditation, is to breathe into my feet, right? So I know it kind of sounds strange, but once you get the hang of it, you'll be able to tell the difference of when your energy is grounded and not grounded and exactly when that shift happens. So it's truly just focusing your breath and energy towards your feet and the ground. Right? For some people, it's very easy to fall into this pattern. For others, it's a little bit more difficult. If you find that you struggle with that a little, then I would suggest hanging out barefoot on some grass or some dirt, like in your garden or on your front lawn. Please don't do that if your ground is frozen and there's snow on it. But in the nicer months, or if you live in a place where the weather never quite gets to that freezing temperature, walking barefoot on the ground is a great way to connect with the earth and stay grounded. So, you know, kind of whatever one of those things that works for you, as long as you can maintain that connection and maintain that true circuit to the earth so that your energy can always flow safely and there's no chaos in your system. Some other things you can do to support staying grounded would be like eating your root vegetables. So carrots, beets, potatoes, red meats is another one. Or any other foods that you can find that are red or orange. So red bell peppers, orange bell peppers, those types of things. Tomatoes are okay. If you are into crystals, our stones like hematite, petrified wood, or any of the jaspers are great for grounding. If you like essential oils, cedarwood and cypress are great. Cinnamon is another one. I love that one. We all know that I'm kind of a fan of using multiple modalities to obtain your greatest wellness. So maybe you do all of these things, or maybe you trust your intuition and just do what feels right for you that day, right? Always let your intuition guide these decisions and guide these things. And if you ever feel like you're in a slump, the first thing I want you to do is to start finding your method for grounding and get into that so that you can restore some of that natural flow and restore your circuit. And then see what that does for you as you're in that slump. So kind of the next thing that I want to talk to you about, next lesson, you know, we talk about how I had to learn how to ground when I was in this place of constant movement. And that was a huge lesson that I had to learn. So it's something that I think we take for granted as adults, right? The idea that we have to continue to learn and continue to grow, and that these things take practice and effort, and it's a skill, right? It's a skill you have to hone, or a skill that you have to become proficient at. And, you know, I was listening to a podcast today, and one of the things that they had shared with us is that it's so important to remember that when you're starting something new, you're going to suck at it. You're not going to be good at it. And that's okay, because it's new. It's new to you. And we all start somewhere, right? We were all a beginner once. And so I think that we forget, even as adults, that we're still beginners at these things. And I want to visit with you just a little bit about that, about growth and learning. And, you know, so let's talk about babies. And we take our children in for their well baby checks, right? And we celebrate their first steps, and we celebrate their first words and their first teeth. And we celebrate their first day of kindergarten, and when they learn their new skills, like learning how to write their name, and when they're reading chapter books. And we celebrate eighth grade graduation and high school graduation. And we have just this really linear pattern of what life looks like for our kids. And then after high school, things are maybe a little less linear, but usually there's things like a college graduation and a first job and a first house and marriage and babies and all of those things that are big milestones for them. But after that, it kind of stops. As a society, we don't really have other milestones that we seek to reach or to grow towards. Some people, a promotion is a thing. For some people, furthering their education is maybe in the cards, but that's not really for everyone. Sometimes, you know, we can reach for retirement, but there's so much time, so much space in between your first job and retirement that we're not, there's not really any growth in that, right? And so why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we say, okay, I've met society's norms and I'm done now. I'm finished. I'm good. Do you really not have anywhere else in your life that you can grow? I mean, that you've accomplished X, Y, and Z, so there's nothing left of you to develop. Self-growth is the one thing that's not taught in school. And it's not taught in most of our careers, but it is so vital. Your age or the milestones that you've successfully reached have nothing to do with you, with when you stop growing or when you stop learning new things. And I want you to always strive to be growing and evolving, to always work towards a better version of yourself. You know, I hope that the person you are now is not the same person you were 5 years ago. And I hope that the person you are now is not the person you were when you were 17. And I pray that the person you are today is not who you are a year from now. But that doesn't happen if we don't embrace growth, if we don't embrace evolution and change. And as painful as change is, if we don't change, we don't grow. Right? It's the new routines that help us to kind of stretch our wings a little bit and become better versions of ourselves. And it doesn't have to be, you know, big self-growth thing, like an eat, pray, love type of journey. It can be with just reading a new book, maybe something that's outside of your genre. Maybe you read one like The Five Love Languages or Wild Feminine that guides you through self-discovery and self-awareness. Maybe self-growth looks like taking up a new type of workout, or maybe it's an online course, or maybe it's learning a new skill from YouTube videos. It doesn't have to be a big, grandiose event. It can come in those small little things and let those little things snowball. Just allow yourself to become more aware of you, of your preferences, of your strengths and your weaknesses. And remember that as you embark on this journey and discover just how awesome you are, you will want everyone else to discover the same thing, to discover how awesome they are, right? But we have to remember that everybody grows at our own pace and that we're each individuals and we're each on our own journeys. So it might mean that the person you've chosen to commit your life to is not ready to grow when you are ready. And you can encourage them, but we can't force them, right? And so we'll talk just a little bit more about those soul journeys and kind of how to navigate that when we get back from our next break. You are listening to Purely You Radio with Jess. And if you want to learn more about any of these things or reach out to me, you can find me at Purely You Healing on Facebook and Instagram, or at my website at www.purelyyouhealing.com. We'll be back in just a minute.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio. This is Jess. And today I am visiting with you about some of the biggest lessons that I have learned on my journey to Purely You. And I share these with you today because I find that so many of us are in need of this guidance. And I've shared these things or learned these things with my clients, through my clients, and in my own life. And so I just thought that today I would let you in on all the secrets and share them with you too. So before our break, we were visiting about growth and how once you start your own journey of personal growth and allowing yourself to continue to develop past your society-created milestones, you want everybody else to come with you, right? And you want the people that you love to be on their own journeys too. And so often that doesn't quite work out. Your spouse might not really have any interest in growing at all. Your best friend is maybe completely happy and content with where they are. And we have to let that be okay. Because each of us are on our own journeys. You know, we are all in our own version of life and we are all making our own path. And we can't force people to grow. They have to make those decisions for themselves. The best thing that you can do is to continue to be that light for them, to continue to move forward on your path and just set that great example. Eventually, they'll come with you and they'll join in on the fun. You also have to remember that everybody grows differently. So you might find that your best growth is coming through a podcast. Somebody else might find that their growth comes from going to sessions with a healer. Some people might find it in meditation, some in books or in retreats or in, joining a gym and starting a workout class or finding some online courses about something that's so out of their wheelhouse. Or maybe it's just spending time with a new group of people. You know, whatever that is, whatever that looks like for each of us, we have to embrace that fully. And I can't stress enough that we cannot judge people for what it is that works for them, right? It's not as much about how you get there, just as long as you're working towards that and allowing yourself to grow and allowing that to be a part of your journey. So what do you do when you choose to take time to grow, but your partner or your friends aren't growing with you, right? Or maybe more painfully so, you're choosing not to grow and not to embrace your own journey because the people in your life are also not doing that. And we talked about your body's energy system, and we know that each type of energy has a vibration or a frequency, right? We also know that your frequency is individual or specific to you, and your partner's frequency or your friend's frequencies are individual and specific to them. But that doesn't mean that you all have to work to match, right? What it does mean is that you may notice some discomfort being around people who are not at the same vibration that you are, who are not moving in the same path that you're moving. Now, for some people, that discomfort is enough to keep you apart, or like I said, for you to choose to not grow. But to remain stagnant eventually becomes more uncomfortable than the change itself would be. So I encourage you, if this is a place where you find yourself that you don't want to grow because your partner isn't, or it's uncomfortable when you're growing because your partner isn't, find some people to spend your time with that are matching your frequency, right? Just so that you're not living in a constant state of discomfort and you're able to maintain the new frequency that you are obtaining in your life. And know that this will probably come easily to you, because you will always attract people that are vibrating at your frequency. Okay. And I'm not telling you to go out and find a new spouse, right? These are just friends, new people that you can spend your time with. Maybe it's your new workout buddy. Maybe it's just somebody who is interested in the same podcast that you're interested in, or somebody who can help be a mentor and guide you in this new skill you're trying to learn. But as you grow and evolve, it's okay to bring new people into your life, and it's okay to gracefully end a relationship or a friendship if you find that you no longer match. We have to trust that we're each a part of each other's journeys for a reason, and that we are a part of our lives or each other's lives for as long as we were meant to be. And sometimes we circle back to each other, sometimes we don't, and that's okay. That is completely okay. Right. And sometimes you maintain that new frequency, you maintain that new lifestyle, and the people in your life join you because they see the change in you and they see the glory in you and they see your light and they want to be a part of that too. So don't ever dim your light to match somebody else who's living in darkness. Right. And so much of this is about your faith and about your trust in your journey, your trust in what's meant to be, right? I don't necessarily want to dig into religion with you. I want you to find whatever feels right for you. However, I'm a Christian and I believe that my gifts come from God. And so as this conversation, as we move forward with this, if God isn't the right word for you, if that doesn't resonate with you, please interchange whatever words feel right to make this work for you, whether that be the universe, source, higher power, whatever. I'm not here to judge you, and I'm just here to help you find your purest self. So whatever that looks like for you, right? The important thing is, in all of this, is that we need to always have faith in God's plan for us, or always have faith in the way things are meant to be. And this one is hard. This is a super hard lesson. This one comes hard for all of us. But it's so important. You know, before coming to Earth, our souls had a mission, and we came here with certain lessons that we had to learn and certain things that we needed to grow through, you know, go through and grow through. And we're continually presented with opportunities to accomplish this growth until we're successful. It's kind of like having to repeat a grade in school, right? So until you've mastered specific skills or learned certain things, you have to try again. You do the year over so that you can get better at it. So when we experience different hardships, we have to trust that there's a lesson to be learned behind that, that there's a reason this is happening, that there is a plan for all of this. And of course, there's times that that lesson doesn't present itself until years later, and that's painful, but it's even more reason to thank God for that master plan, because our lives don't work out exactly as they are meant to from our perspective. They work out exactly as they're meant to from His perspective. From the time we are born until the time we pass on, it's all about His plan for us and how what's meant to be will be, right? So now along with that, we have to remember that if you are praying for something or setting an intention for something with fear behind it, that it's not going to come to you, then it won't come to you, right? Who are you to think that if you pray for it, it's not coming, right? What kind of faith is that? Law of attraction tells us that like energy attracts like energy. So if you set an intention from fear instead of faith, you're only deepening your fear. Instead of manifesting what you truly desire, you're literally bringing more fear into your space. And nobody needs that, right? One of our biggest downfalls is that we pray for guidance, or we pray for something to come into our lives, and then we don't listen when it comes, or we ignore the path to get there because it's not the path we thought would get us there, right? If you can get out of your own way, have some faith, trust your angels, trust your intuition, follow that guidance, you will always, always end up where you're meant to. Sometimes it's in a surprising place. Most of the time, it's not at all where you thought it was going to be. But if you can trust those gut feelings, you know, and those subtle messages, it will take you further than your own brain, which you think needs to happen, right? You know, faith and intuition, they play hand in hand. And then with that comes perspective. So to have faith in his plan, or having faith in what's meant to be, requires you to take a step back from the situation and understand why what's happening to you is actually happening. Okay. So I've got, you know, a couple of examples to kind of help explain that and dig into that. But I think we'll take a break first, and then we'll dig into that when we come back. And then I think next month, we're actually going to dig a little bit deeper into some more of these things, because I just have so much to share with you and there's just not enough time. So we'll make this a twofer, and you'll get 2 months of just me, and I'll dig deeper into the rest of those lessons. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Purely You Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back to Purely You Radio. This is Jess, and I'm sharing with you today some of the biggest lessons I have learned on my journey to Purely You. Some of those have been learning to trust your intuition, or even be aware of your intuition, staying grounded, having faith, and maintaining the trust in kind of God's plan for us and what that means. And perspective. Maintaining perspective. So perspective is kind of tricky because it means that you have to take a step back from where you are and look at your life or situation from a different angle. And it's one of the hardest things to do. You know, most arguments come from people who aren't willing to see anything in a different way. Most of us remain stagnant because we don't want to believe that there is a new way of doing things, right? Or we're scared of change. But perspective is one of those things that truly helps you see life in a different light so that you're able to learn the lessons you're meant to learn and grow through them. So let me just give you a little example of that. If we talk about, let's say, our friend Kate, and we'll say Kate is in an abusive relationship, and her spouse has changed from this happy-go-lucky, half full glass kind of guy to someone who is mean and controlling and not like that at all. And that has changed Kate from a happy-go-lucky kind of gal into someone who is depressed and flat and fearful. Now, so for Kate in this situation, she most likely blames herself and maybe even questioning God for the purpose of this relationship, or, you know, what am I doing wrong, or how do I get better? And for her friends, the people on the outside of that, they don't understand why she's changed so much, and her family doesn't understand why she stays with him. But if we all take a step back and shift our perspective, what can we see? We see an opportunity. We see an opportunity for Kate to learn and grow. And we learn that she's in this place because she had to learn a lesson. That lesson being that she needs to hold her own power and maintain her light despite her surroundings, whatever they are. That nobody in her life is ever worthy of stealing her light or taking that from her. And it's a tough lesson to learn, and it's a hard one to learn, but it's powerful. It's not necessarily a change of situation. It's not necessarily a change of lifestyle or habits or choices that helps us see this. It's merely perspective and seeing the whole situation through a different lens and knowing that this hardship is coming to her so that she can learn and grow and be more than she was yesterday. And that's the goal, right? That's the thing that we like to learn. That's the thing that we like to do, and how we become a purer version of ourselves. So, you know, perspective, and that's just why it's so big. I just love it. But another important thing that comes with that, I guess, is about lessons themselves. All the truths that I've shared with you today are truly just lessons or things that I've learned. It's, assignments I've completed, I guess, if we can say that, if they're ever really done, I don't know. But it seems that we all have things to learn. I'm so grateful for these things that I have learned, and I continue to be blessed with new lessons and new things to learn as I walk on my path, but it wasn't always like that for me. And I want to share that with you here kind of real quick as we wrap up our show, because I want you all to know that I started in this place where my life was stagnant, you know, where I maybe was that Kate. I was that person in a situation that made no sense to anybody else, but I was in it anyway. And until I was able to step back and see my life from a different place, and until I was able to find my faith, and until I was able to grow a little bit on my own and stay grounded and discover my intuition and listen to it, my life was stagnant. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I was learning a lot of things. I was in college. I was in nursing school. I was learning all about adulting, you know, maybe learning some about taxes and retirement accounts. And I was learning how to listen to lung sounds and heart rhythms, but I wasn't really growing. I was going through the motions and allowing life to happen to me. And I was unaware of all the things my body was trying to tell me. I was unaware of all the things that God and the angels were trying to tell me. I was ignoring my intuition. I wasn't grounded. I wasn't looking to grow or even knew what self-growth or self-development meant. And my faith was far from strong. But I was blessed. I was blessed to be going to a college that was 7 hours away from home, where I was forced to gain my independence and forced to grow into a lot of things that some other kids didn't have to do. I was even more blessed that I was in a college that valued personal growth and emotional intelligence, where I learned about things like the Enneagram and the 5 love languages. I was blessed to have been in a couple of terrible relationships that taught me how to own my power. I was blessed to have been placed with an FMP that I knew nothing about instead of the highly recommended MD that I was trying to get an appointment with. And that FMP referred me to a physical therapist, who referred me to a healer, who referred me to a naturopath, and those people rounded out my healthcare team. And that team assisted me in finding my purest self. And you see, I could have taken each of these events and so many other things in my life and called them detrimental and let those things be the excuses that allowed me to be less than who I am. I could have used them as a reason for not obtaining my goals or not, or becoming a person that I didn't like, or for being less than I knew I could be. However, instead of that, instead of allowing myself to stay stagnant, I changed my perspective. I embraced the growth and learned how to hear my intuition. I learned how to stay grounded on how to protect my space and protect my energy. And these lessons are invaluable. And they took work, they took time, and you can get there too. You know, they all started with me making the decision to become my purest self, or making the decision to put that time and effort and energy into being better. No one could have made that decision for me, and you can't make it for anyone else. We are all on our own journeys, and we each have individual experiences that lead us on our own paths, and it's so important to remember that we are only in control of ourselves. That as much as we want the people in our lives to grow and reach their potential, we can't make anyone do that if they're not ready to. We also have to remember that on that journey, we don't know where anyone else is at. So you might be in that place of growth and your best friend might not be. They might not be ready for that yet. They might need a couple of other experiences in their life to happen before they're ready to take that plunge and work towards that. They might need one more job change so that they can meet the person who's going to refer them to the person who's going to refer them to the person that's going to make their life complete, right? We aren't in control. The only thing you can do is learn how to listen to that intuition and grow. The other thing that we have to remember is that it is not your job to bear anyone else's burden. Especially my mamas out there. Our desire is always to take everyone's hurt away or take away the pain of our children. We carry their load. We try and make their life easier or less painful. And what we don't realize is that in doing that, we're harming them because we're keeping them from being fully able to learn their lessons and grow from their experiences. It's like taking half of the puzzle pieces out of the puzzle and then handing it to your child and saying, okay, now here, you do this. In trying to make that task less daunting, and we're making it more challenging. Right? So the one thing that you have to really work on, or one thing that I really want you to focus on, is that by carrying a burden that isn't yours, you're dimming your own light and you're weighing yourself down and you're preventing them from being able to grow and move, right? Now, remember like when you're teaching your kids how to ride their bikes and the day you took their training wheel off, you watched them go down the sidewalk and you knew there would be a wreck. You knew there would be skinned knees. You knew there would be tears. But you let them do it anyway. Why? Because you knew that if you didn't push them into that, that if you didn't give them the tools they needed, which in this case was no training wheels, they would never learn how to do it on their own. So you stand close by, you support them, right? You kiss those skinned knees and wipe away the tears, but you watch them tip over. Maybe you giggle a little bit behind the scenes and you let them grow. Right? No different than we talk about how growth doesn't stop when you've met the societal milestones. You can't stop your children from growing in their own personal development, no different than you stop them from learning how to ride their bike. Right? So we always have to protect our space and protect their space. Okay. So if you want them to grow and only experience their hardships once, you have to leave them with all the tools and all the information that they need to overcome those challenges. We can support them, but you can't do it for them. You can't take away their pain and unnecessarily burden yourself to hinder their growth. Okay. My goal will always be to help you find your purer self. And I hope that these lessons kind of help you get there. Now, if you're interested in furthering your own growth, I encourage you to check out my website and book yourself a session. You can find me at purelyyouhealing.com. And for the listeners of Purely You Radio, you are able to go straight to my scheduling site and obtain a discount. And you can do that by going to bit.do/purelyyouradio. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook too at Purely You Healing. So all of these things will help you get there. Thank you for tuning in today with me and joining me on this crazy journey we call life. You'll catch me live next month at 1 p.m. Pacific time here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we will again be talking about some other lessons I've learned and some other ways that you can grow. And so With that, our time comes to an end for today. I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. May you always let the guidance of God, the wisdom of Mother Nature, and the determination of the universe lead you to live every day as purely you.
Thank you for listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. For more information or to listen to this show, visit purelyyouhealing.com.